Hello once again and welcome back to our course podcast for EDTC 6431, Learning with Technology. I am Dr. J, your course instructor. As we bring Module 2 to a close, by now you should be much more comfortable navigating the various content and tool areas within Blackboard, and you should know where your various resource and discussion postings should be made. It always takes a little bit of time in an online course to really become familiar and comfortable with the layout of the course and the expectations. And so by now, we hopefully should be at that point where you're comfortable with what to expect each week and where you can locate the resources and information for the module. There happened to be a few who neglected to complete the self-assessments for their Module 1 discussion or reflection activities. And for those of you who fell into that category, you should have received an email from me reminding you to complete these self-assessments. Each module moving forward will have similar self-assessments that you'll need to complete each week, where you'll have the opportunity to self-assess your contributions to the course for that week. Keep in mind the requirements for what constitutes a substantive contribution. For the most part, I'd say you're all doing a good job of making substantive postings. However, I did notice a few postings that were lacking a bit and could have been bolstered with additional support from our text readings, from examples or scenarios from actual classroom experiences. Remember that you need to honestly self-assess the quality of your contributions per the rubrics that I've provided in the syllabus and that are built into the self-assessment activities. We've had some great discussions this week in the discussion board as we've been exploring using emerging technologies in learning, and I appreciate the effort that each one of you is putting into our discussions and to bringing in supporting resources, as well as making practical application to your classroom environment. And that's exactly what I hope you'll continue to do as we move forward, that being apply the concepts that we cover to your own educational setting. I trust you enjoyed your first learning tool exploration activity as you explored a new online learning tool and reflected on your experience. Remember that you'll complete three similar activities throughout the remainder of this course, and those will be during modules 4, 6, and 8. Basically the same type of assignment. You'll pick one of the tools that has been introduced previously within the course and then explore that, try that tool out, and then journal your reflections. As always, if you have any additional questions concerning course assignments or logistics, please just make sure to post those within the discussion board help forum that I've provided. As we look ahead now to Module 3, you'll see in the modules area of Blackboard a new folder for Module 3 that, like Module 1 and 2, we'll include all the information and activity items for Module 3. This week, we'll be exploring research and information fluency in learning with technology. In the Module 3 folder, you'll find links to all module readings, media, and activities, similarly to Module 2 and 1. Standard 3 of the ISTE National Educational Technology Standards and Performance Indicators for Students addresses research and information fluency, and it states that students apply digital tools to gather, evaluate, and use information. Students plan strategies to guide inquiry. They should locate, organize, analyze, evaluate, synthesize, and ethically use information from a variety of sources and media, evaluate and select information sources and digital tools based on appropriateness to specific tasks, as well as process data and report results. As educators, we are not only to be teaching our students, you know, the academic subject matter, but also realistically the information fluency skills that will be necessary for them to handle the vast amount of information that's available in the digital age. And so in order to be prepared for the